It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, we've been looking at John chapter 6, where Jesus told the people who had followed him after the feeding of the 5,000. He was telling them that he was the real bread. He was the one who came down from heaven to give not only the physical bread that they had seen him give to the 5,000 and feed the 5,000, but he was the one who would be able to give eternal life to all those who would come to him, faith believing that he is Jesus, that he is God, that he came down from heaven. Jesus tells these people that he is the bread of life and that he would give his flesh. And we saw in our last study that he would give his flesh on the cross of Calvary. He would die for the sins of the world. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to be saved one day. That means that he was willing to save everybody, and he is willing to save everybody. He shed his blood that everybody could again have their sins gone. The blood of Christ not only covers our sin, it does more than that. It takes the sin away, past, present, and future. He says, what sin? There is no sin once the blood of Christ is applied to the person who receives him as Lord and Savior. Well, Jesus, in this chapter, chapter 6, he's talking in the synagogue. Now we see him there, and these people are doubting him, some of the Jews. And we're going to read something about his disciples here. Notice in verse 58, it says, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. He's telling them that he's offering them something that would give them eternal life, something that would take care of them, and they would never have to thirst or hunger again, this chapter is telling us. Hunger and thirst again, not physically, but spiritually. People in this world are looking for something that is real, and Jesus Christ is real, and he needs to be presented today just as he was presenting himself back in the synagogue here before these Jews. We need to be presenting him as the real Son of God who can take away the sin of the person who's willing to come to him, faith believing that he is God, that he is able to save them to the uttermost. Verse 59 of John 6 says, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? Well, I'll remind you that a disciple is a learner. A disciple, now, I believe that there are disciples who are not saved. These are people who are studying, they're looking, and they're wanting to know things, but they've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, that may go against what you've heard and what you've been taught, but the Bible tells me that there are those individuals who are even in churches today who are seated there, who are listening to the Word of God. They've never been born again. They've never been saved, but they're seated there in a church and they're listening to the Word of God, and they are learning. Now, they can only learn a certain part of the Word of God, because the Bible tells us that those of us who are saved, we receive the things of God. We go on and we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The person who's unsaved, that person cannot grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ because they have not the Spirit of God. What they can understand is this: they're lost, they need a Savior, and Jesus is the Savior, and they need to trust him as Lord and Savior in order to go to heaven. They can also look at the Bible, and they can understand this, that Jesus was in the synagogue. He was there, and he was speaking to the Jews, and he was telling them that he was the bread of life. Well, what happened? The disciples murmured. He said unto them, doth this offend you? In verse 61, what and if, he says, ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. He's telling all the people there that he's the one who came to seek and to save those who are lost. He is the one who can lead and guide people in the right way. I remind you, he said, I will lay down my life for you. I will give my flesh. And he would do that on the cross of Calvary. These people, some of his disciples were there, people who had followed him, people who knew him, people who had been waiting and watching for him. I believe that some of them were not even saved. I have met individuals before, and I've witnessed to individuals who, to put it mildly, they were inebriated. They were drunk, in other words. And I've talked to people like that, and some of these people can actually quote Scripture better than some Christians. And when I ask the individuals, are you saved or are you on your way to heaven? They don't know what I'm talking about. They've studied and they've read the Word of God, and some of them have even committed the Word of God to memory. But they're lost and they're on their way to hell. They think that by memorizing Scripture that that's going to take them to heaven. But Jesus said, you must partake of me. You must come to me and receive me as Savior before you're able to go to heaven. And that's what he's trying to tell the Jewish people here as he was speaking in the synagogue. And I remind you that many of these people had seen him do the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Their interest was in physical food, and he was trying to get them to a point where they knew that they needed the spiritual food that he had to offer. He wanted them to know him. Verse 64 of John chapter 6 says, but there are some of you, Jesus saying here, that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. Well, we know that in the end, just before he was crucified, that Judas would betray him, and he knew who was going to betray him. But I remind you that I just said that some of these disciples were not saved. He said that he knew these people. He knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. They were following him, learning. They were seeing the things that he had done. And verse 65 goes on to say, and he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. He's not saying that God's only going to choose a certain person to be saved. He's saying here that the Father speaks to the heart, the Holy Spirit speaks to the heart of individuals, that they need a Savior in order to go to heaven. And I want to read that verse one more time. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. The Spirit of God deals with the heart of individuals. The Holy Spirit deals and lets a person know, first of all, that they're lost and on their way to a devil's hell. The Holy Spirit speaks to the heart of the individual and says, hey, you need something in order to go to heaven, and you need Jesus Christ. You need a Savior. You need to admit that you're lost, that you are a sinner, and there's no way that you're going to go to heaven the way you are. Something has to change, and you can't change it. It has to be someone else. And then they realize that Jesus Christ is the way. The Holy Spirit imparts that truth to the individual, that Jesus Christ is the Savior who wants to come into their heart and make them a new creature in Christ. In fact, the Bible tells us that we become a new creature in Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that we change overnight into someone who is saintly as such, who does no wrong. What the Bible teaches us is that once we're saved, we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We become the children of God by trusting Jesus as our Savior. And verse 65 once again says, and he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Jesus Christ was given by the Father to this world. John 3:16 once again says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus wants to give every person in this world everlasting life because the Father sent him to do that. And the Father draws people to Jesus Christ, and it's up to them to receive or to reject Jesus as Savior. Verse 66 of John 6 goes on to say, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. A person, once they receive Jesus Christ as Savior, and we've read that in this chapter, that he's going to lose none of them. Once a person receives him as Savior, they're saved forever. They have eternal life. And this verse is not teaching that if a person gets saved, then they can go back. In other words, they're not saved any longer. This is not teaching that. It says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Well, if they're not walking with him, they're walking against him. And no child of God is going to walk against the Savior. They were not saved. They had never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Simply being called a disciple means they were learners. They had learned, first of all, some of these people, that Jesus Christ had fed 5,000 people. They had seen the miracle. They had seen him and heard him speak in the synagogue of how he was the bread of life. They came to a point where they had to make a decision whether to receive Jesus as Savior or reject him. And it's sad that these disciples went back. They did not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's sad because they had seen and heard him, and they had seen that miracle that he had performed. And maybe they had seen other things that he had done. We're not told that here. And verse 67 says, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You see, Peter was saved, and he knew that Jesus Christ was right. He knew that he was the Savior of the world, and he was saved. Peter was saved. And he said, there's no one else who can do what you've done for us. You've saved us, and you've saved me. And he said that about Christ, thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Can you imagine? Not only did the disciples forsake Jesus, they were not saved, and he knew who they were. A man who had walked with the 12 apostles. He was one of the apostles. He was not saved. Jesus knew who he was. He said, one of you is the devil. He was speaking of Judas Iscariot. Verse 71 says, he spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. If you've studied the Word of God and you've read, you know how that just before Jesus was crucified in the garden, that Judas came with a band of soldiers, and he had said, the one that I shall kiss, he is the one, he is Jesus, he's the one that you're seeking. And this is what happened. Judas Iscariot, he betrayed the living Word of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary. He died for every person in this world. And those people who will receive him, he gives to them eternal life once they receive him as the true bread of life, as the one who can save them and give them what they need, not only in this life, but in the life to come.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.